This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, first name Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D, the date of birth, March 23rd, 1964, date of evaluation, June 13, 2024, referring physician, West Oakland Health Clinic, the chief complaint, 60-year-old African-American male with history of heart problems, recent pneumonia is seen for evaluation, period. The HBI patient reports history of chest pain, which is aggravated by stressful conditions, period. He notes occasional chest pain with walking, period. He walks approximately 3 to 4 times per week, period. The pain itself, while occurs with walking, is not exacerbated by pain. He has shortness of breath with minimal activity, period. He states that he has shortness of breath tying his shoes, period. In his past medical history, CDA 2019, hypertension, next number diabetes, next number atrial fibrillation. The past surgical history, cardiac catheterization, next number cataracts, medication, amylog 37 units daily, vitamin B12 1000 micrograms one daily, multivitamin one daily, Rybelsus 3 milligram one daily, amlodipine 5 milligram one daily, Xarelto 20 milligram one daily, Losartan 100 milligram one daily, Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Allergies, none of the allergies, family history, father with diabetes, social history, he designed cigarettes, smoking, alcohol, or drug use. The review system, otherwise unremarkable. RE, genital urinary, he does have frequency and urgency, period. The physical examination, blood pressure, 120/70, pulse 97, respiratory rate 20, height 67 inches, weight 250 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute stress. Examination otherwise unremarkable. The data review, ECG performed June 13, 2024, reveals sinus rhythm 90 beats per minute and otherwise normal, period. He was referred for treadmill testing on June 25th, 2024. Baseline ECG, sinus rhythm 80 beats per minute, non-specific ST life changes, period. Patient exercise 6 minutes 57 seconds and achieve the peak heart rate of 129 beats per minute, which is 81% of the maximum effective heart rate. The treadmill test was stopped because of dizziness, dyspnea, and fatigue, period. Exercise electrocardiogram revealed no significant ST life changes. There was normal heart rate response, normal blood pressure response. Test was negative for angina and ischemia, period. Echocardiogram performed July 6, 2024, revealed normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction of 55-50%, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, but no regional wall motion abnormality, period. Left atria was noted to be mildly enlarged, period. There is no aortic stenosis or regurgitation, period. Mild mitral regurgitation is noted, period. There is conclusion, 60-year-old male referred for cardiac evaluation. Patient noted to have dyspnea and chest pain. Period. Current workup is negative for dyspnea. Period. He does have stage 2 diastolic dysfunction. Period. He has history of hypertension, which is controlled. Period. The plan, no further cardiac